Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center at www.imemc.org for Tuesday, March 31st, 2015. Israeli soldiers attack Palestinian school children with tear gas and demolish a home in Jerusalem. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Israeli soldiers invaded on Tuesday morning the Tekoa town east of the West Bank city of Bethlehem and fired gas bombs, causing many school children to suffer the effects of tear gas inhalation. Eyewitnesses said that children were walking to school when the soldiers stormed the village, especially since their schools are in the main road. Fearing the army, the children tried to run away and avoid direct contact with the soldiers, but the soldiers fired several gas bombs and concussion grenades, causing many to suffer effects of tear gas inhalation, eyewitnesses reported. Elsewhere, Israeli soldiers kidnapped on Tuesday at dawn three Palestinians near the central West Bank city of Nablus and a young man in occupied East Jerusalem. Two women and one child were kidnapped late on Monday night near Al-Aqsa Mosque in Jerusalem's Old City. Elsewhere, employees of the Jerusalem City Council demolished on Tuesday morning some sections of a Palestinian home, a horse barn and some walls in the market area of Adi al-Joz neighborhood in occupied East Jerusalem. Local sources said that dozens of residents gathered in an attempt to prevent the soldiers from demolishing the home. However, the soldiers managed to demolish several walls, storage rooms and few structures in the area. At the political level, Chief Palestinian Negotiator Dr. Saab Erekat stated that Palestine would be announced Wednesday an official member of the International Criminal Court ICC in The Hague, adding that the Palestinian Authority has concluded all technical and legal preparations. Erekat said that the move will enable Palestine to become a member of 523 international treaties and organizations, adding that the two files on Israel's colonies and its aggressions and wars will be soon finalized before being submitted to the ICC in April. Meanwhile, the Israeli Planning and Construction Committee in occupied East Jerusalem has approved on Tuesday the construction of 2,200 illegal settlement units in Arab al-Sawahra neighborhood east of Jerusalem City. And that's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was the Tuesday, March 31st, 2015 news roundup from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by George Shmawi and me, Yassam Bandura.